Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ed, welcome back. It's the Wendy's Big Show. The boys are off today, and well-deserved time off for Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. They get a nice long holiday weekend, and we get to talk to you guys for the next few hours. Tim Allen filling in for the boys today. And if you want to jump in here, 799-1250, as we continue our quote-a-thon, quotes from all over the spectrum, infectious disease experts with regards to their advice for sports, and former players, current Brewers, former Brewers, and some interesting news on Ryan Braun coming up next hour, so stick around for that. Right now, it's the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, where we welcome in Bob Nightingale from USA Today. Bob, we've had a time to chat over the years. I appreciate the time. Thanks a bunch.
Sure, my pleasure. How you doing, Tim?
Well, it's more important how you are, and I do want to compliment you on your last several pieces here, and I enjoy writers that I can feel emotion. There was a recent piece that I could feel your emotion on it, and that is getting these two sides to get together and get things done. How optimistic are you? Because in that piece, I could feel your emotion.
Well, I'm very optimistic. I just can't believe that they would let the season, die with because of financial disputes. Hey, if it's a safety issue, fine. Something else, not enough states, municipalities let them in, fine. But not over money. I think people would be more disgusted over this than the cancellation of the 94 World Series.
Bob, my question would be, a lot of the debate back and forth, like a tennis match, is the fact that the players allegedly are saying that, hey, we had an agreement back on March 26th that we would get our prorated. Was that in writing, and was it based, maybe more importantly, was it based on fans' attendance at these games?
Well, that's the thing, yeah. I mean, it was in writing the agreement, but also in that same agreement, it said if their fans aren't allowed, or if some places can't hold teams, like Toronto right now, and some is travel restricted, they'll sit down and renegotiate in good faith about new conditions. So it's black and white in there, about that there's no fans, all bets are off. They got to talk about a new deal.
Do you happen to know, Bob, how the negotiations actually work? And I've always wondered that in talking with Doug Melvin over the years and David Stearns currently. I've always wondered what kind of candid conversations happen in negotiations amongst players and agents and things like that, or other GMs for trades. I'm fascinated by that. But in this case, what is the communication pipeline? Is it super strict and rigid, and you got to put things on paper, and then it's got to be cleared, and then you got to be voted on? Or is it literally Tony Clark and the league having a candid conversation?
Well, yeah, but it's different this time around just because they're not meeting face-to-face, and Tony Clark's down here in Phoenix, Rod Manfred's in Florida, that sort of thing. So a lot of it's emails back and forth, and then, more formal type things. So the union right now is waiting for, a formal proposal from MLB. MLB is talking about themselves about a revenue-sharing plan, and they went over that today with some owners. They plan to, you know, show all the owners what the plan is on Tuesday morning, and then present to the union Tuesday for them to get their reaction to it and come back, you know, what they feel is right.
I'm trying to figure out. I know there's a little distrust going on because it seems for me as a fan and a broadcaster that a 50-50 revenue split might be, you know, an olive branch sent out there to say, hey, we'll just split whatever we all make here just for this year. It doesn't mean we have to move forward with this agreement indefinitely. Why the connection between a 50-50 temporary split here for this year and the Players Association automatically knee-jerk to the fact that they believe it's the gateway to a salary cap? Why is that?
Well, you know, just they feel that, you know, if you agree to this, even though it's just a temporary thing, that the owners can come back one day and say, hey, see, this works. You already did revenue sharing. Let's keep it going. So I think they're afraid of a salary cap. They never had one. And there is mistrust as far as, you know, a 50-50 split. You know, what does that mean? You know, there's teams like the St. Louis Cardinals, for instance, and they make a killing off that area by the ballpark called Ballpark Village. There's an area in Atlanta called the Battery. You know, Philadelphia's got something. So there's all these areas where teams are making a killing there, and that money is even shared. And so they're saying, well, is it really 50-50? And how about these teams like the Yankees and Red Sox and Dodgers are on their own TV networks? So, you know, you're not really getting that same revenue from there. So that I think they have just great distrust as far as what actually is a piece of pie.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, here, our guest in the Wendy's Big Show. Tim Allen in for the guys. What's the end date? I know the question. I've heard it posed to you, and I've heard your stuff on the air, and I've read your stuff. Everyone asking, when can we get back to baseball? How about this? When do we have to before a season just literally has to be scrapped?
You know, I think it's a there's no drop-dead date, Tim. I mean, they can go late. Even when it looked like the health issues would be a big problem, you know, they're talking about, well, we go used to a postseason tournament, you know, start, you know, September, October, November, you know, that sort of thing. And so now it's, I think it's a situation where, you know, they want to know, they'd love to get it done by the end of first week of June, just so you can play early July. But yeah, the longer it drags on, just fewer games, but you could keep going on, you know, they could keep negotiating through July if they had to.
Yeah, is this going to hamper the negotiations for the new bargaining agreement? I know there's a lot of reports and people are guessing that may have been a big-time battle and potentially a work stoppage, but does this start hampering those negotiations? Because if someone walks away really soured on this thing, I think it could.
Well, you're right, it could. I mean, right now when you talk to both parties, they say there's been, you know, no talks about a, you know, the CBA, which expires December 1st of next year. Over. Then I think you're thinking about ugly negotiations next year and probably a likely strike because people will be so upset. So that's why I think it's so important, too, to get something done now.
So, okay, final thing for you, Bob. We're going to end on a super, super low and depressing note, okay? So you're telling me that it's possible that there's, number one, very little, if any, baseball this year. People, the fans, you know more than anybody what it took from the strike season back in the 90s to get the ball rolling again. So there may not be baseball this year. You go into next year, everyone is super upset with both sides. They go into the new CBA, and then there's a work stoppage?
Well, I mean, I mean it's possible. Is it likely or probable? No. I would still say 90% chance we're playing baseball first week of July. I'd be shocked if we don't have a season. I think that's going to happen. So, I mean, that's worse comes to worse. Things would have to go dreadfully wrong between the two sides. And I can't see that happening. Like I said, I still think we play 82 games and have a regular postseason with two added teams on each league. And, you know, ends right around Halloween or, you know, first few days of November like usual.
Awesome. Bob Nightingale, you picked me right back up off the floor. I appreciate the time. We'll talk again, Bob. Thanks a bunch.
Sure, my pleasure. Take care, Tim.
All right, there's Bob Nightingale, USA Today, here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
See, there you have it right there, the eternal optimist. Yeah, me too. I do believe there will be baseball. I'm differing a little bit with Bob. I think it will drip a little bit past that first week of July. I do. I think there'll be just a little posturing going on before the two sides settle on some sort of an agreement. I would shoot, and I hope it's sooner, trust me. But I'm going to say that it's somewhere around the 7th or the 10th of July instead of that July 1st target date. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's earlier. And I certainly don't want it to be later. The boys are off today. It's a little bit different here. I have a little bit of a quote-a-thon going on. Tons of quotes to get to on this and other topics that are, you know, really top of mind here. You're heading into a holiday weekend here. You get the 3 days off, if indeed you're back to work at all. But what do you got going throughout the weekend? Because restrictions are being lifted a little bit. Is it time now to get out and do some BP with your kid? Shoot some buckets? How about a game of horse? You tell me. 414-799-1250. You can email live at 1057fmthefan.com. No Gary, no Leroy, no Sparky today. You get Tim Allen, and it's the Wendy's Big Show, AM 1250 and 1057 FM The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.